And hello, it's Signify Nothing for November 2011. It's actually December 2nd, but let's not mention that part ever again. So let's go right into the music. Take it away, United Youth.
We didn't get your standards, so fuck you!
Okay, opening up this month's episode of Signifying Nothing, we had United Youth with Fuck Your Standards. That's off of their demo from about a year ago. After that was Vaccine with a song called Patriot, which is off of their EP they put out this year, one of the best records of the year, definitely. And Infest was after that with Break the Chain from the Slave LP. I was just having a conversation about the Slave LP with a friend the other night, and I said, you know, one of the things that really kind of blew me away about Infest was the way that the songs were just so tight and fast, and they really, I mean, if you've ever spent time around me, I have a very short attention span. I have a very hard time concentrating on things. And when I got into hardcore, it was like songs were still kind of 2-3 minutes long, you know, Dead Kennedys, Youth of Today, stuff like that. I mean, they were great, but they're still kind of long. And I remember what just always really bore me with like rock music or whatever was how long the songs were, unless they had some serious changes. Like, you know, Ride the Lightning is great because the songs are just constantly changing and moving around and all. But like, if it's some bullshit like Led Zeppelin or The Doors, I mean, when I was like 12, 13 years old, I had a real hard time liking it. Like, I knew I was supposed to like it, but I listened to it, and it was just, like, you know, fucking Led Zeppelin, you know, Stairway to Heaven or whatever. It just keeps going and going, and The Doors and all those, like, dumb bands like that that now I know are, like, kind of stupid. And, you know, I had a really hard time with it, and I got into hardcore, and it's like, okay, you know, Police Truck, Break Down the Walls, it's all cool and great, and I love it still. But when I heard Infest, it was just, they were perfect. They were the exact band I was looking for. And you know, Break the Chain was the first Infest song I ever heard. I had picked up, I was probably 16, and I picked up that discography CD, if you remember, from the 90s, Made in Germany, or whatever it said on the back, and a friend of mine had suggested the record to me, and I remember on the way home holding in my hands and seeing some of the you know, Where's the Unity, Break the Chain, and thinking, is this some kind of youth crew band? Like, my friend that had suggested it to me was in no way, shape, or form really into that kind of thing, and I got it home, and I put it on, and it was just like, holy shit. This is exactly the kind of band that I was really looking for. So, that just popped up the other night, and I thought it was pretty interesting. So, Signifying Nothing, we're back, after taking a couple months off to kind of settle myself into the full-time professor, role that I'm now, play acting at. And, things are pretty much settled in here now. We're sitting here on a Friday morning, very cold Friday morning. I was just outside, and it's pretty cold. I don't have classes today till about 2 o'clock. Yeah, 2 o'clock. I have office hours at 1, so I don't usually leave the house until about noon or so, a little before noon. I usually stop on the way in and get lunch, and then go hang out in my office for a little bit, and then go to my classes. Both of my Friday classes are pretty good, so looking forward to it. We're just pretty much wrapping up the semester at this point, so good stuff. So I figured I'd get this recorded before the deluge of final papers and exams and all that. So next up, we're going to play a band actually from New Jersey. We're going to play a couple bands from New Jersey in this set. and a band that just played in New Jersey this year that I really like. So the first band here is Lethal Aggression. This is from their LP. The song is called Newscaster Lies. God damn it. Turn on TV and dial the tape. Watch news, see what he says. Dial flash, play the tape. Dial your lies, annoy the tape. You drink beer, turn his lies. Blood, 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 blood. You drink beer, turn his lies. Blood, 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 blood. Playing the radio, tell the truth. Running the game, tell the truth. Slow the battle, make the support. Is it dead, make the floor. You drink beer, turn his lies. Blood, 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 blood. You drink beer, turn his lies. Blood, 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 blood. Tell the truth, be glad of it. What a piece of stuff to say. Got your chains about to hit. Fuck the pants, I'm over the legs. You drink beer, turn his lies. Blood, 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 blood. Opening up that set was Lethal Aggression with Newscaster Lies. Boy, do we have plenty of those these days. It blows my mind on a daily basis, the kind of shit that, you know, the cable news or whatever is covering up for, and don't even bother the cover, or they cover in such a stupid manner that's just makes it so seem so trivial and it's really important issues. Or you know, all this stuff going on at these Occupy movements, and you know, MSNBC showing their 12th hour prison documentaries or something, you know, real important caught on tape documentaries or whatever. I don't even understand why people even watch the news. Like, I see people on Twitter all day, they're like, oh my god, CNN's covering this right now! And it's like, why are you even watching CNN? Seriously, fuck them. The only real news I really deal with on a day-to-day basis is Democracy Now! And the No Agenda podcast. Second up on that set was another band from New Jersey, my pal Swank's band, Staring Problem. That song was called Scattered Pieces. That was from a tape they put out about a year ago, I guess, now. And then Give with Life Unknown, that's from their album. I saw them back last spring, I guess, with the Rival Mob and Stick Together. They were pretty good. I like them. I've liked their EPs that they've put out in the last couple months. We're gonna have some reviews up of those on Signifying Nothing in our little monthly review section. I'm totally going to steal Al Quinn's idea to just do big dumps of those every so often. I think that's gonna be a really good idea. So next up, we're gonna have three of my favorite bands here. If you're ever wondering who are your favorite bands? These are three of my favorite bands. We're going to start off with the band Blast. This is one of my favorite hardcore songs. The song is called Look Into Myself.
Stop!
All right, as I said, that was three of my favorite bands. We had Blast with Look Into Myself from the Power of Expression album. We had Crow with Occupied Japan. Crow is a really good example of a band that has done a really good job of evolving over the years. They've added some different elements into their sound and done a really good job of it. I think one of the things that hardcore bands have a really hard time doing is adding different elements of, music into them. And usually you end up with bands that go really melodic or, Minor Threat would be an example of that. And their later stuff isn't that great. I don't really like, well, let's not get into what I think about a lot of Minor Threat's material. Or a band like Agnostic Front, who gets really speed metal crossover kind of stuff. A lot of New York bands actually would be good examples of that. And it seems these days the youngins seem to not really differentiate between, say, Victim and Pain in one voice, which was something when I was their age, I made a significant differentiation between. Speaking of a band who did not evolve very well, the Cro-Mags were next with Doing to Others. That's another band that I just saw the other day online. Someone said, saying something like, I love Near Death Experience. And I'm like, okay, good luck with that. And it's hard to top the Age of Coral. You really can't. Even Side B of Best Wishes is even starting to really push it. But those other records are not good. And there seems to be a lot of people these days that don't really put a line between these bands, their records, really, of the hardcore records and then the experimenting with other things, metal or whatever. Records and bands have every right to evolve, but we also have every right to not really listen to the material that they do at that point. So what's up next? Speaking of New York, here's a band that definitely is influenced by a lot of New York bands. I think the biggest one would be Madball. This is the Rival Mob. I saw them with Give last year. They were really good. This song is called Raw Life. We'll be right back. Alright, that was The Rival Mob with A Raw Life, Black Flag doing I've Heard It Before from the Blasting Concept Volume 1 record, and obviously Six Pack as well. And I took it off of the Blasting Concept record. And then Mauser with New Threat from their End of the Line EP, which is one of my favorites of the last couple of years. Next up, we're gonna play in this set, there'll be another song from Blasting Concept Volume 1, but we're gonna play a song, one of my favorites from the earlier part of the last decade. I've been starting to put together kind of a best of the first decade of the century. Sometimes I have trouble with words. Century. And I already did a 90s one. You might have seen that on the website at sn.wp1.com. Should probably mention that from time to time. And, I already have that one up there. That wasn't too difficult to do. I'm finding the best of the 2000s, so to speak, a little harder to get to 100, Posshead style. I find that I could easily fill it if I just took Mind Eraser, Knife Fight, Government Warning, Direct Control, and maybe three or four other bands that I'm not thinking of off the top of my head, and I could fill 30 or 40 slots just on them, but you would like to keep this to one band. I'm kind of having to really shift through to get to 100. I'm somewhere around 80 on my first run, and I'm thinking, I gotta go back through. And a friend of mine reminded me of another band and another record that I didn't realize had come out a couple of years ago. I thought that it was actually a newer record, so I'm adding and adding, and eventually we'll get that, and then the 80s will be. That's going to be a long-term project, because that's going to be hard to do, because getting down to 100 will be, I'm always impressed by Pusshead's ability when he made that top 100 list, to do that, and have it be, very, still to this day, very relevant, and have very worldly as well. I mean, there are some countries that aren't represented. Italy, for example, is one that's very notably absent, and mine will be filled with Raw Powers and Negazioni's and Cheetachrome Motherfuckers and whatnot. But, ask me again about that in like a year. So we're going to play a song from the earlier part of the last decade that I really liked. And this was a band called No Hope for the Kids. I like their singles a lot better than their album. This is the kind of style that I can't, we were talking about attention spans earlier. I have a hard time kind of holding on to this style for any more than, say, a single. This song is called Cold Touch of Death. before I mention the bands we just played, I should also note that the first two Pusshead mixtapes are up on the site back in the summer. I was working on those. We'll have the third one up probably in a couple weeks, probably after the semester ends. I'll get it up. So sometime around Christmas, and then we'll do the next couple over the next few months. I've gotten a lot of nice notes about that. A lot of them saying something like, hey, that's a great idea. I wish I'd thought of that kind of thing. And the best note that I got was from someone who said that they were going to show it to some of the younger people in their scene, and I thought that was really cool. I think that's one of the best things about today, you know, 2011, is that you can go online and hear about cool bands and go check them out. When I was growing up, you had to go, you know, to hear Antidote, you had to go spend $75 and buy a copy of it, and or, you know, the better scenario was usually, oh, you know, I keep hearing that Snapcase is a good band, I should go check that out, and you'd ship some money off to Victory Records. Oh man, have you seen the Victory Records commercials that play on Cartoon Network with this band that sounds like Linkin Park, and the singer keeps moshing across the stage like he's Richie in the fucking We Gotta Know video? I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, every time I see it, I'm, you know, that's around the time I'm going to bed, like 10:30, I see this commercial and I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. It's so stupid. And I guess this is what, like, the kids like these days. It sounds like Linkin Park, and dudes are like moshing and going off, and I don't know. And what was I talking about? Oh yeah. And you know, you go, oh, Snapcase, sure, and you'd send your $350 or whatever to Victory Records. You get home, you'd be like, what the hell is this crap? Put Floor Punch back on, put Voorhees back on, put the Void of Faith back on. Fuck this shit. And so you'd end up wasting a lot of money on really bad records. So I think that's the coolest thing, is to, you know, is to show young people the good shit. To transition to other things, speaking of Pusshead, one of the bands that were on the Cleanse the Bacteria compilation was Siege, and their vocalist Kevin Mahoney just passed away recently, so let's play some songs by them. This first one I've been thinking about a lot lately in regards to the Occupy Wall Street movement, and I keep hearing a lot about how these people that are running these things, I thought we didn't have leaders at these things, I guess we do, aren't really taking seriously a lot of gender, race, and queer issues. A lot of, you know, people of color and queer people are complaining that their issues aren't really being taken seriously, and I think that the leadership of these things really need to occupy themselves and, you know, get their shit together. This song is called Conform. We'll be right back. Dad. And in memory of Kevin Mahoney, there was three songs by Siege. We had Conform from their demo, Walls from the Cleanse the Bacteria compilation. That was another one that was a real big eye-opener compilation. One of my first introductions to foreign hardcore, probably, when I was probably around 17 or so, was through that and the Maximum Rock and Roll compilation. And Walls was just kind of, you know, another one like Infest that you're just, I mean, it's just so unhinged and exactly what you wish that, you know, more hardcore bands sounded like as I kind of, you know, really grew up. And then Grim Reaper from the demo was next, which I'm pretty sure we've played before. Yeah, we did, because funny thing happened. I played two straight ahead songs in between that song, and then I played like a 20-second straight ahead song, and then a 7 or 8 minute St. Vitus song, and then another 20-second straight ahead song. And one of my friends emailed me at the time. He's like, "What the fuck are you doing?" You know, it was pretty funny. So you know, that sucks about Kevin. If you've never seen it before, track down online the website of Siege playing at their high school Battle of the Bands. It's just as cool, if not cooler, than what you're thinking right now. So next up, as we keep going here, we're gonna play a couple of records that we've reviewed in the last month or two. We're gonna play Christian Mistress. This is from their single I just heard recently. They are, I think they've actually recorded now. They've actually recorded a new record, and I'm really looking forward to it. I really like their records, and this song is called Mother of Mercy. We'll be right back. very quickly because my cat is staring at me. It must be feeding time. That was Christian Mistress with Mother of Mercy from their single Blasting Concept with Wake of the Spudnik from their album. Fred Hammer put that out on It's Alive Records, I believe. And then SOA with Public Defender. That's from that bootleg that came out with pretty much everything I could think of that I think there might be one or two other live tapes, and who knows what Discord has, but it's pretty much everything. And I think I said this in review, I'm surprised there hasn't been a reissue of all of their stuff yet. I know Henry used to kind of bum out on SOA. I remember, in Get in the Van, he'd said some things, disparaging of them, and one of my friends once tried to get him to sign his SOA record, and Henry got kind of pissed. But, dude, it's 2011. Fucking get over it. I mean, come on. This is, you might have heard me say here, a couple times, people need to get over things. I think that, at this point, man, that's 30 years ago. Get a grip. And, especially since Discord's reissuing everything around it, it's kind of weird, and get all that stuff out there. And that song was called Public Defender. So next up, we're gonna play a couple of newer bands, a lot of all Massachusetts bands for the next set. We're gonna start off with three of my favorite records of the year too. We're gonna start off with Free Spirit. This is from their EP that might actually came out at the end of 2010, now that I kind of think about it. And I really dig this band. I think that the progression from their demo to their record is really good. They kind of remind me of Token Entry in a way. And this song is called Selfish.
Yeah.
I just looked it up. I think it is 2010. That was Free Spirit with Selfish from their EP. Mind Eraser was next with The Way Is Shut. That's off of the Brutal Supremacy compilation that has them, Hatred Surge, Scapegoat, and a couple of others. Good stuff. And the Soul Swallower LP is finally out after a couple of years of, they had some demos out and stuff like that, but that song is called Absolute Power. Probably, maybe my favorite record of the year. Next month's podcast, a lot of it will be the best of 2011 kind of deal, and so we'll get to that next month. So let's play one more Massachusetts band that has members of Soul Swallower and Mind Eraser and others, primarily my friend Justin and Chris are in this band with Doug from the Rival Mob. This song is called Sentenced. This band is called No Tolerance. This is from their demo. They have a new EP out. And they are one of my favorite bands of recent years as well. And like I said, this song is called Sentenced.
You will burn, stop waste money. You will burn, beauty and peace, all the time.
Was No Tolerance with a song called Sentenced. Next up was Discharge off of Never Again, which I think is my favorite Discharge record. I've been kind of brewing that lately, and I think that might be my favorite. Two Monstrous Nuclear Stockpiles, and then Rest in Pieces with Toys R Us. We begin to think about the holiday season here from the My Rage album. For the last couple sets of this month's podcast, I thought we would try something out here. One of the kind of formative compilations, I was saying earlier, if you wanted to hear Antidote, you had to pay $75 to buy a copy of the record, which was kind of the going price, circa 1996, 1997. Some of you who are paying a lot more for records like that now are probably like, oh man, I wish I'd had it back then. There was a bootleg called The Way It Was. Get it? That was early New York. It was four 7-inches. The Mob, Cause for Alarm, Antidote, and The Abused. And it was the first time I ever heard The Abused and The Mob and maybe Antidote as well. It was not the first time I'd heard Cause for Alarm. They'd had that readily available reissue on, of all labels, Victory Records. I mean, I remember circa 94-ish, you're really scratching your head even as a kid. How did Cause for Alarm end up, or even Warzone, really, how did they end up on Victory? It was a real kind of strange thing. So you'd have kids that were only into, you know, Earth Crisis and Hi-Fi and the Roadburners, and they'd be like, they'd have a Cause for Alarm shirt, too. And you'd go, okay, cool, whatever. They'd be like, yeah, that's an old school punk stuff, man, you know, before everybody got all open E chord, Earth Crisis style, and, you know, whatever. But, you know, those are four, you know, really cool records, and that was, for a lot of my generation, probably the first way that you heard them all in a convenient, you know, LP packaging. There's also a similar Japanese record called the Japan 1 compilation. I'm not sure when this bootleg is from, but it's got four of the best, you know, early Japanese bands. Confuse, Gil, Kuro, and one of my favorites, LSD. So what I thought we would do for the next couple sets is kind of mix up these bands, and then we'll wrap things up with one of our new features for Signifying Nothing. Let me just remind you that Signifying Nothing is located at sn.wpwend.com. We have reviews, podcasts. We're going to have those mixes more often, and we're going to do something with live stuff, too. We might do a podcast every month of some live stuff. And I don't know, the thoughts just popped into my head one day. As a lot of my thoughts, they just out of nowhere, just kind of, ooh, let's do this. And I go, yeah, all right, we can do that. And I just, you know, we'll see, we'll try it out. So three songs here. We're going to begin with The Mob, the New York City Mob, obviously, not the UK one. This song is called Common Criminal.
You were a fake drama.
use the term old school to describe things. I remember, you know, I keep talking about, you know, the 90s, but I remember people would always say, oh, you know, that's like old school hardcore, like Floor Punch was an old school hardcore band versus, you know, say, you know, like, you know, Snapcase or 25 to Life or something like that, and they were new school. I don't think people really use those, that kind of terminology really anymore. But that was always, you know, oh yeah, that's like an old school band, and you'd think like, well, they're a hardcore band, and you know that was, I guess people don't really use those kinds of that like new school, old school terminology really anymore. But that was the Mob, the New York Mob, with Common Criminal, Confuse with Hate War, Cause for Alarm doing In Search Of, and Gil with Find Your Real Self. So let's play four more. Man, we broke the rules. We didn't play three. We played four. Because it worked out to eight, and yeah, I, you know, whatever. I'm also trying to deal with my you know, problem with even numbers, and so next up is, speaking of Antidote, with, this song is called The Real Deal.
Do the real deal.
All right, final set for today's, this month's episode of Signifying Nothing. We had Antidote doing The Real Deal, Kuro doing Selfish Cow, The Abused doing Nuclear Threat, and LSD doing Just Last. Those are from the Way It Was compilation and the Japan 1 compilation, both bootlegs that collect early New York and Japan hardcore bands together. You know what I mean. So that's going to wrap things up for Signifying Nothing. We are located online at sn.wpwen.com. You can follow Signifying Nothing on Twitter with at signifxxx. You might want to check out hardcoreshowflyers.com. We're about to go into our holiday hiatus, our annual holiday hiatus. But we'll be back in January with some new stuff. Hardcore Punk Miscellaneous sc.com is another place that you're going to want to check out. And my audio list, I'm annotating my audio, my demo live list right now. That's at audio.wpwend.com. You can follow me on Twitter at wpwend42. I think that's the only things I really need to, spam you with. Oh, williampatrickwen.tumblr.com if you care what I'm listening to while I'm reading or whatever, you might want to check that out as well. We're gonna end things off. I think a cool thing we should start doing, and actually, Bob Surin, just started doing a podcast, the Punk Rock Record Party, that you should also check out. Google it, you'll find it. I don't remember the exact address. I think it's a Blogspot site. But he started doing this, and I was actually thinking about this in the summer, and he kind of got to it before me, but he's doing a really cool job with it too, and I want to try it as well, is having a couple of live tracks at the ends of sets. I think that this is a cool idea, and like I said, I think we're going to do a specific podcast each month, maybe during one of the weeks of the month where we do just live stuff. And for the first one, I want to give you some excerpts from a Bad Brain set from Philadelphia in 1982. I think it's at an Elks Center, I think. So here's four songs from that. Fearless Vampire Killers, The Big Takeover, Joshua's Song, and Right Brigade. So that'll wrap things up. And you check out some reviews coming up next week. And some other things will be coming up as well. As I said, maybe those other podcasts and mixes. We'll see. I'm going to, you know, kind of screw around with this month and see what happens. So email me and let me know, william@wpwen.com. Feel free to comment on Twitter as well or on Signifying Nothing itself and check out some of the, you know, the back catalog of podcasts and other features we've done. I gotta go soon. I gotta go drive to campus and do my thing. See you if, you know, have a good holiday season or whatever, if you're into that. See the Rest in Peace song we played for my thoughts on the holiday season. See you in January.
Yeah, we gotta start standing on our own 2 feet. Yeah, stand up and fight for your rights.